This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say,
like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Oh, the radio.
If they had a been like me.
It's like that, and that's the way it is.
A very warm welcome once again to everybody out there in Brentwood, Billericay, the surrounding areas of Essex, further out into the UK and all across the world. I know there are people in all those regions that I've just talked about tuning in tonight, which is fabulous. You're here live. Yes, you can catch up at your leisure throughout the week from tomorrow morning, but it's more fun. It's more real. It's more gritty and hard-hitting if you're here live right through the 2 hours of the show, isn't it? We're going to have a fantastic time today. Thanks so much for being here. 98.0 FM, phoenixfm.com. This is the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons with you up until 8 o'clock tonight. What's going on? All the usual stuff, a few surprises, lots of ridiculousness throughout the show as ever. I'll be sharing with you some wacky holidays. We will have a couple of themes to base all the tracks on. Many of you on social media in the run-up to the show have suggested some of the tracks we're going to hear as well, so thank you very much for that. Yes, we'll tell you more about the Chocolate Bar World Cup, which is beginning to become, I don't want to use the word phenomenon too early, but, you know, it's gripping parts of the nation. And, of course, the quiz that everybody wants to take part in, Bic Lol, will be happening at 7 o'clock as well. Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends is back. Somebody will be on the phone struggling with those ridiculous questions. So yes, keep it here. If you're new to the show, thanks so much for joining. Great to have you along. You're going to hear great music for the next couple of hours, some interesting features, some interesting facts. Maybe you'll learn something you didn't know before. Hopefully you'll enjoy yourself as well. Keep it here. Spread the word about the show. What can I tell you about today? Tuesday, the 6th of April. Well, many, some worthy and some frankly ridiculous holidays are celebrated on the 6th of April. All these first ones are not the main focus of the show, but I've got to share them with you. It's Army Day today, apparently. It's National Siamese Cat Day today. It's National Tartan Day, which is quite exciting. And very bizarrely, it's Fresh Tomato Day. Don't have tinned ones. Oh no, Fresh Tomato Day. Brilliantly, it's New Beers Eve, which sounds brilliant. And yes, the pubs are about to reopen. It's nothing to do with that, although it was many years ago. Obviously, there was prohibition many years ago in America. And on tomorrow's date in 1933, drinking became legal again. So the day before, the 6th of April, ever since then, has been known as New Beers Eve, which I think is quite clever. Worryingly, the 6th of April is Drowsy Drivers Awareness Day. Shouldn't every day be Drowsy Drivers Awareness Day? If you're driving and you know you're drowsy, have a coffee, have a Red Bull, do anything to wake yourself up. Open the windows, splash your face with water. Drowsy driving, very, very dangerous. Do we need a day in the year to recognise it? Drowsy Drivers Awareness Day, 6th of April, yes. I'm not going to celebrate it. Right, what I am going to celebrate is, it's the rather ridiculous and equally brilliant, on the 6th of April, Jump Over Things Day. Yes, don't just jump up and down, jump over things. You know, leapfrog is allowed, isn't it? Attempting the high jump is allowed, jumping over things. I don't know why that's become a thing, but jumping over things is very exciting. And to that end, we need a track to get us going musically today. And, well, when you're thinking about jumping, jumping over things or jumping anywhere, there can't be a better one than this classic, all-time brilliant track from the Pointer Sisters.
We'll be right back.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Certainly is. This is the show that goes like this. That was the Pointer Sisters and Jump, suggested earlier on today by the fabulous Stu Johnson. Thank you very much for sending that in. See what happens. You respond to a request on social media, you get your track played, not only on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM, but the opening track of the show, because it's so darn appropriate. Well done, Stu. Thanks for sending that in. He also sends in the next track I'm going to play as well, because he's been a complete and utter legend. And yes, it's all been brilliant of everybody. Thanks so much to those that are listening. And don't forget as well, if you're really desperate to see what I look like, if you don't know, and haven't recoiled in horror already, then don't forget we are on Mixcloud Live as well. Get yourself to mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix 98 FM, you'll see our logo in orange and purple. Click on that and you get the webcam feed into the studio, just as Paul Milton has done tonight. Hello to Paul. Lovely to see that you're on there. He's gone on the chat box. You don't have to have a Mixcloud account to see the webcam feed, but if you do have an account, you can join in the chat in the chat box on the side, which is what Paul Milton's done. Absolutely marvellous. So, yes, good to have you along. It's been a bit weird in our area today. I know people have on the news said this has been coming, but it actually happened today. Bright sunshine, very warm when you're out in the sun, and then started snowing as well. Very, very weird after Easter to get snow and sun on the same day. So, yeah, marvellous. Bit chilly, wasn't it? We knew it was going to be chilly, though. I was prepared for it. It didn't feel quite as bad as I was thinking it was going to be. Crazy to think, wasn't it? About a week ago, we had a day that was 24 degrees. And then today, 5 or 6 degrees in this area anyway. Not quite sure what it's like for you where you are. If you want to share any wacky weather ridiculousness, please get in touch with the show. If you're wondering how to get in touch, there are so many ways on social media. My Facebook page is Ben Simmons Radio. My Twitter handle is at Ben Sim Radio. I am on Instagram as well, BenSim21. On Insta, get on there as well. All kinds of things you can have a look at. The Mixcloud feed is there. At Mixcloud.com, you can check out Phoenix website, PhoenixFM.com. And, yeah, loads of ways you can get in touch. It's fabulous. If you're my friend on Facebook, you can visit my personal Ben Simmons Facebook page as well. And basically, for everybody that bothers to get in touch, that listens to the show, that does anything interactive, that just joins me here on a Tuesday evening, I'm eternally grateful. Thank you. Well, so much to come in the next couple of hours, and great music guaranteed. So I better keep that coming. I said Stu Johnson had suggested another one. Well, it still revolves around jumping on Jump Over Things Day. This is House of Pain.
FM.
House of Pain, Jump Around. There we go. Classic tracks to get us going on the show that goes like this tonight. Remember, it is Jump Over Things Day. Don't jump up and down on the spot. You've got to jump over something. When you actually think about the high jump, and you think about what normal people do, and obviously athletes who specialise in the high jump, you know, it's what they train for, so they're going to be better at it than anybody else. But when you actually think about what the world record is, you're like, hang on a minute, that's a person just running along and jumping over a bar that high and actually doing it. 2.45 metres, Javier Sotomayor of Cuba set the high jump world record in 1993, and it's yet to be beaten. 2.45 metres, that's 8 feet, just over 8 feet. That's utterly ridiculous. I'm in our studio here in Brentwood. That's basically someone being able to jump up to the ceiling here and just get over a bar that's about the same height as our ceiling. That's absolutely ridiculous. 2.45 metres. Wow. A lot of high jumpers are quite sort of gangly looking, aren't they? So maybe they're already quite tall. I think you need to be tall. You need to have a lot of spring in your legs, quite clearly. I've just done a little bit of ridiculous research and found a website that's presented me with this weird information. I've just put jumping world records in online, and there's all kinds of weird and wacky ones available on this site. Harsha K completed 59 front flips on a trampoline in 1 minute. That's virtually one a second. That's a lot of front flips. Ryan Stock jumped a Ford Crown Victoria, a distance of 130 feet. Doesn't seem that much, 130 feet. Yeah, if you're in a car going fast. Someone in Canada did that anyway, according to the flag. There's skipping records. This is a bit dangerous. Some guy in Italy jumped a height of 131 inches, landing in broken glass. Then it has got under it, warning, this record can be extremely dangerous. Please do not attempt the record unless you're above the age of 18. Yeah, then it's fine to jump into broken glass, you know. What? Ah, he jumped a height of 131 inches, landing in broken glass. Does that mean jumped from a height of 131 inches, which doesn't seem a lot. But when you're landing in broken glass, any kind of height is ridiculous. And who polices that? You know, no, the glass wasn't broken enough. That's just a sheet of glass. No, it doesn't count. You've jumped into a mirror there. No, come on. I think I need to get away from this page and look up some more standard world records related to jumping. While I do that, shall we have another track? Shall we have one suggested on social media earlier on by Kaylee Alwill? Go on then. It's a bit of Destiny's Child. They like jumping over things.
Ladies, leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full grown. And now you fellas leave your girl with her friends. Cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping, jumping. We say you got a girl, yeah, it's true, you got a man. But the party ain't gonna stop, so let's take it high, high. Last week and you stayed at home alone and lonely. Couldn't find your man, he was chilling with his homies. This week and you're going out again. Try to stop you, you're going off about your hair done and your nails done too. Outfit and your tennis shoes, you know. Group all laying at the hottest spot tonight, you're gonna find your fellas rolling in the Lexus trucks and Hummers. So we say you got a girl, yeah, it's true, you got a man, but the party ain't gonna stop, so let's take it out. All you ladies leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full of gold. And all you fellas leave your girl with her friends. Cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping, jumping. Ladies leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full of gold. And all you fellas leave your girl with her friends. Cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping, jumping. Always say you got a girl, yeah, it's true, you got a man. But the party ain't gonna stop, so let's take it high, high. Call your boys, cause tonight you're not gonna stay at home. She tell your girl she ain't coming tonight, you're going solo. Cut her off, but she talks some noise, you know you got the right to get your party on. So get your hair cut and your car washed too. Looking like a star, your Armani suit. You need to look your best, cause you're turning heads tonight. You're gonna find a sexy chica that's gonna dance all night. You're gonna always say you got a girl, yeah, it's true, you got a man. But the party ain't gonna stop, so let's take it out. Ladies, leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full grown, grown. And now you gotta leave your girl with her friends. Cause it's 11:30 and your club is jumping, jumping. Ladies, leave your man at home. Oh, oh, yeah. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full grown. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. And now you gotta leave your girl with her friends.
Twist it, twist it, do that thing. their pockets full of bottles, dollars. And now you fellas leave your girl with a friend. There's a killer since 11:30 and ladies leave your man at home.
Ladies.
The club is full of ballers and their pockets full of bottles. And now you fellas leave your girl with a friend. There's a killer since 11:30 and the club is drunk. Ladies leave your man at home.
Ladies.
The club is full of ballers and their pockets full of bottles. And now you fellas leave your girl with a friend. There's a killer since 11:30 and the club is
I ain't thinking about my man tonight.
Huh? Ain't worried about my girl, right?
All you ladies leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full grown. And now you fellas leave your girl with her friends. Cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping. Ladies leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full grown. And now you fellas leave your girl with her friends. Cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. If you're just joining us, where have you been for the last 20 minutes? You've missed some things. Not to worry, though. I'll catch you up. While I do catch you up, I have had a message come in from a regular contributor to the show, the fabulous Gary Collins, who likes to send in a quip every now and again, who said, "I jumped over a 12-inch black disc. Was this a record?" Well done. Thanks, Gary. Thank you so much indeed for sending that. For bothering. It's nice. It's nice. No one's thinking you shouldn't have bothered. And moving swiftly on, loads more great tracks to come, many of which have been suggested by you lovely people listening out there. Don't forget that. Some interesting records to come too. What can I tell you about them? I don't mean record tracks. I mean records. I've actually done some more research now. I thought it's interesting. The highest a human has ever jumped is 2.45 metres back in 1993. Well, who knows? In the real world, someone may have jumped higher, and they may not have been an athlete that did it at an event and it was televised and seen across the world by millions. But anyway, when we're thinking about different species and the relative jumping prowess of different species, well, a human can jump 2.5 metres, so can a horse. 2.5 metres high. That's similar to a horse. A dog, 1.7 metres. That's not as high, really. A rabbit, 1 metre. Relative to their height, their own body height, you know, a rabbit jumping 1 metre is pretty ridiculous. Yeah, but the highest any animal can jump is a dolphin, which goes 7 metres out of the water. Utter craziness. And a cougar, a terrestrial animal, the biggest, highest jump that can do, 6 metres. So, yeah, rather impressive. If we're thinking about long jumps, I think have to corroborate this, but I believe the world record long jump is still 8.95 metres by Mike Powell. And I remember watching him set that world record. I think it was at an Olympics. It could have been at a world championships. But anyway, 8.95 metres, you'd expect in nature an animal to be considerably better than that. And whilst it is better, I don't think it's considerably better. The grey kangaroo jumps 13.5 metres. The paradise flying snake jumps 10 metres. That'd be scary, wouldn't it? Oh, there's a snake. It's all right. It's just... Oh, no, it's flying towards me. Ah! Yeah, that could be a little bit weird. And a guinea pig, world record guinea pig long jump, 48 centimetres, completed by Truffles in 2012. That's quite cute, isn't it? But we all have surely heard that fleas, sort of relative to humans, have incredible jumping power. If humans had the same jumping power as a flea, humans would be able to jump 50 metres high. That's the sort of flea relevant to its size and weight. How impressive it is how high a flea can jump. Well, if you weren't fascinated by animal jumping facts before, I'm sure you are now. Shall we get another track on? Should we get a track that's been suggested by Leanne Francis? Yes, fabulous. I know you're listening again. Hello to you. We said a big hello to you last week, didn't we? But hello to you again. You've suggested a song tonight. Absolutely marvellous. Great to hear from you. Great to know you're out there tuning in. And here with Spaceman, it's The Killers.
change my mind. And you know I might have just flown too far from the floor this time. Cause they're calling me by my name. And there's different white light beams that sweep garden balls and satellites. That was the turning point. That was one lonely night. The storm maker says it ain't so bad. The dream maker's gonna make you mad. The spaceman says everybody look now. It's all in your mind. But now I'm back at home and I'm looking forward to this life I live. You know it's gonna haunt me. So hesitation to this life I give. You think you might cross over. You're caught between the devil and the deep blue sea. You better look it over before you make that.
FM.
That was Spaceman by The Killers in honour of Leanne, who suggested it on social media earlier on today. Fabulous stuff. Thank you for getting involved. Now, I carried on my exhaustive research while The Killers were playing, and upsettingly, I keep putting into various search engines facts about jumping. And somehow, someone has got the Google algorithms going so that they keep bringing up facts about jumping spiders. And as someone who doesn't really love spiders, I don't want to see loads of websites with pictures of spiders on them. However, I now feel duty-bound to tell you about jumping spiders. They're fairly slow movers, but when they see any threat or when they're out hunting, they can jump very high. How high do they jump? Most of them can jump 50 times their own body length, giving them the much-needed element of surprise while hunting. I don't know where jumping spiders are indigenous to, so I'm hoping there aren't any of these species in the UK. I don't believe so. Apparently jumping spiders don't have muscular legs. They're still capable of agile jumps because they have an internal hydraulic system that is very well developed. It alters the body fluid pressure and extends their legs, allowing them to jump high. I'm going to share a story with you. A few years ago, I lived in a flat with my wife and we had a shared garden facility that had, whilst I won't call it a shed, there was like a sort of concrete recess that you could keep things like a broom and a rake in and the outside bins and stuff like that. I was out there tidying up one day some piles of old leaves. Then I looked down and realised one of them wasn't a pile of old leaves. It was a couple of leaves with a spider in the middle. But it was one of those spiders, garden spider, pretty big. I'd say, what can I equate it to? With its leg span just under the size of a tennis ball, sort of radius. So yeah, it wasn't a diameter, I mean, so I wasn't kind of happy about that. It was quite large, I was just about to run away from it, but it was dead. It was doing that lying on its back with its legs in the air thing. And I was like, okay, it's not a leaf, it's a spider. As I looked down at it, without me going any nearer it, the legs started moving, and then it did this unbelievable thing I've never seen any other spider do before. I haven't seen many sort of laying dead, other than dead ones. When you realise one isn't dead, and it's sort of playing dead, it freaks you out a little bit, but it did an instant flip over. So whilst not really a jump as such, it kind of flipped itself over in one movement and scuttled off into the undergrowth. Leaving me slightly scared, went back inside, tried to get it to the back of my mind. That happened about 7 or 8 years ago. Clearly still in my mind. So, yeah. If you're ever brushing away piles of leaves, look out for playing dead garden spiders that flip themselves over and freak you out. It happened to me, it could happen to you. Apologies if there are any arachnophobes listening. I'll stop talking about spiders, shall I? All right, let's have more music. Let's have fabulous music. Oh, this was one of my favourite ever tracks when I was quite little. It's been suggested by the brilliant Paul Milton, who's joined us on Mixcloud. Thank you very much, Paul, for doing that. Hope you're okay. In Suffolk, aren't you? King's Lynn area? Yes, but what a great track to suggest. It's kind of a silly comedy track, but not overly silly if you're a fan of the subject. Shall I just play it? From back in, I want to say mid-80s, something like that. It's The Firm and Star Trekking. What a great choice.
Life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it. Captain.
Yeah, Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow.
Star Trekking across the universe.
On the Starship Enterprise, under Captain Kirk.
Star Trekking across the universe.
It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead, Jim. It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead.
It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it. Captain.
Yeah, Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, Jim.
Starship Captain James G.
Kirk. Ah, we come in peace, shoot to kill, shoot to kill, shoot to kill. We come in peace, shoot to kill, shoot to kill, man.
It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead, Jim. It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, Captain.
Yeah, Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow.
across the universe.
I'm the Starship Enterprise under Captain Kirk.
Star Trekking across the universe.
If only going forward and things are getting worse.
You cannot change the laws of physics.
Laws of physics.
Laws of physics.
You cannot change the laws of physics.
Laws of physics, Jim.
Oh, we come in peace. Shoot to kill, shoot to kill, shoot to kill. We come in peace. Shoot to kill. Scotty, beam me up.
It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it, Captain.
Hey, Klingons on the starboard bow. Starboard bow. Starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Starboard
bow. You can't change the script, Jim. I'll see you, Jimmy.
It's worse than that. It's physics, Jim.
Bridge to engine room. Warp factor 9.
Ask if I give it any more, Jim.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Crazy, hilarious, ridiculous track, Star Trekking from The Firm from the mid-80s. Great song suggestion. More people to say hello to who have tuned in. Barbara Ferry's out there. She'll be mentioned again a little bit later on. You'll understand why very shortly. Alex Kaffert-Zogler has written this to me on the Mixcloud chat. Got a Mixcloud account just so I can say hello, Ben. Fantastic. And then he's put, so hello, Ben, in quotes. And he said, I think I'll come back if I actually have anything interesting to say. Fair enough, but he's bothered to tune in. He's bothered to see my lovely mustard-coloured jumper I'm sporting this evening. If you want to see that, mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix FM, the orange and purple logo. Join us there. If you get a Mixcloud account, then you can type it in the chat box on the side as well. Fabulous. To those of you that have done that, I hope it's worth the extra effort to actually see our studio and see what's going on. Paul Milton has put back in the chat box, he believes The Firm and Star Trekking was released in 1987. Thank you very much for looking. That could well be 100% perfect. So brilliant stuff. And yeah, loads of stuff going on tonight as ever. We're getting ever closer to BICLOL. If you don't know what BICLOL is, it's the acronym Gripping Parts of Brentwood. Ben's impossible question, League of Legends. So shall we do the jingle? Shall I be able to say, shall we do the jingle? Should that be a tongue twister? I'm really struggling. Right, I'm going to just play the BICLOL jingle to whet your appetite and have a drink of water while it's on.
Not true. That's impossible.
Shall we do the jingle? Shouldn't be that difficult, but I made it sound quite difficult. Anyway, around about 7 o'clock, someone will be on the end of the phone attempting some ridiculous questions. Don't despair if it's not you. You may be able to have a turn in the future, but you will learn ridiculous things about me by tuning into BICLOL. And after that, after 7 o'clock, after BICLOL, we'll be telling you more about the Chocolate Bar World Cup. If you want to get involved in that, you need to go to @BenSimRadio on Twitter, and you will see in recent days some polls have been posted that we are doing a group system of chocolate bars, and then the top one voted for by the people of Twitter will go through to the knockout stages of the Chocolate Bar World Cup to coincide with the Euros later in the year. It's all very exciting. We've already had a Snickers make it through. I'll be revealing the results of last week's poll after 7 o'clock and telling you all about the new one. If you want to get a heads up on it and get in there early, @BenSimRadio on Twitter. You can also join me, Ben Simmons Radio, and my personal Ben Simmons page on Facebook, and @BenSim21 on Instagram. Fabulous. Mixcloud.com if you want to see the studio. So many ways you can be involved. It's almost like we encourage interactivity on the show that goes like this. Oh, yes. Right. Time for more music, I believe. We will be doing some celebrity birthdays very shortly as well, so stay tuned for that. If it's your birthday, you may get a birthday greeting. If you don't get one, don't despair. You can just find some celebrities that you share your birthdays with. Keep it here, phoenixfm.com, 98.0 if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas. Here, thanks to Eddie Bushell, are the Carpenters.
Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for. I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world. Something in the wind has learned my name, and it's telling me that things are not the same. Touch of the breeze, there's a pleasing sense of happiness for me. There is only one wish on my mind. When this day is through, I hope that I will find that tomorrow will be just the same for you and me. All I need will be mine if you are here. I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world.
I'm on the top,
top of the world looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Oh, yes. And right now, I think it's time, because I'm quite impressed at the number of celebrities who have a birthday, and they're celebrities I really, really like. And they all have birthdays on the same day. How bizarre. Shall we do some celebrity birthdays? Yes, you're all saying. Just get on with it and do them. Fine. Well, it's the 6th of April. Who is celebrating today? Well, I loved him as Mike Hannigan in Friends, Brian Fantana in Anchorman. He's since become Ant-Man as well. It's Paul Rudd is 52 today. That seems a bit ridiculous. Former Hearsay singer, now TV presenter, Mylene Klass is 43 today. Impressionist Rory Bremner is 60 today. Always thought he was fantastic. And Billy Dee Williams, otherwise known as Lando Calrissian in Star Wars. He was back in The Rise of Skywalker. He's 84 today. Ex-Wales and West Brom footballer Robert Earnshaw is 40 today. I said I loved all these people. I've not followed Robert Earnshaw's career that closely. But this man, Scrubs actor Zach Braff, is 46 today. What a fantastic series, and he is brilliant in it. Zach Braff. Also, Camilla Dallarup, one of the pro dancers on Strictly in years gone by. We did pantomime with her in Worthing a few years ago. It's her birthday today. Many happy returns to her. Julie Rogers, singer. It's her birthday as well. Many happy returns to her. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And also, friend of the show, double at least Legend of the Week award winner in times gone by, and utter legend generally, Barbara Ferry. It's her birthday today. So many happy returns to you, Barbara. I don't know if I'm allowed to say how old you are, so I won't say it. But congratulations. Hope you're having a fantastic evening. And yeah, many, many happy returns. Have a great one. Thanks for all the support you give the show over the years. You've been fabulous. Brilliant. And excitedly, I've found out that another former Legend of the Week award winner who's sending messages in a similar vein to Barbara Ferry, kind of I'm getting them on the same medium, if you like, Eddie Bushell. It's his birthday in 2 days' time. That's sheer craziness, isn't it? So there you go. It's nice when people have birthdays near each other, isn't it? Fabulous. Fabulous when they're involved in the same thing as well. We all come together as a result of this radio show, which is marvellous. But to everybody celebrating today, if I haven't mentioned you, hope you're having a fabulous birthday. If you're celebrating for any other reason, I hope you're having a fabulous day. It's nice now, isn't it? It's that time of year. The clocks have gone forward. It's staying lighter later. It's not snowing, unless you were looking out of my window about 3 o'clock today. And, you know, everything's kind of looking up now, isn't it? The weather's going to get a bit warmer generally over the coming months. Hopefully we're going to all be allowed to do more things and be more sociable over the coming months, at least from June, unless anything gets delayed. But do it sensibly for now so we don't ruin it later. But yeah, positivity is in the air. That's what I like to think. And to everybody that suggested tracks, it's been brilliant of you. So here's another one to that end. Bicklol's getting ever closer, around about 9 minutes away now. Very exciting. We're still dealing with the fact it's Jump Over Things Day. Yes, it's loads of other days. Army Day, Fresh Tomato Day, National Siamese Cat Day. But it's Jump Over Things Day. Here's the Police. They didn't quite manage to jump over it, but they walked on the moon. They'd had a cow with them that had been in a nursery rhyme, and a little dog laughed to see such fun. Dogs don't laugh, they just sort of bark and growl. Cows can't jump that high. I'll stop now. We'll be right back.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The Police there with the fabulous Walking on the Moon, suggested by Paul Milton. He's already been involved tonight by being on Mixcloud, and he's been involved by getting a track on the airwaves as well. Well done, sir. Thank you for suggesting that. Now, Walking on the Moon made me think, how many people have actually walked on the moon now? We're all fascinated and all remember Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin and people that did it first. But apparently, to date, I think this is surprising, 12 people have walked on the moon. I feel like they should do another trip, you know, just to get more people to do it. Probably will happen in our lifetimes. They'll put some sort of facility on the moon whereby you can actually fly up there and you can actually get out of some craft and go into some room and look out at the surface of the moon. I can see that happening in our lifetimes. They're talking about space exploration and, you know, people getting out there paying vast sums of money to go into space and go to the moon. So maybe it'll be a lot more than 12 in the years to come. Who knows? It's something we'll have to find out. So, yes, it's the 6th of April. BicLol is very, very close right now. Those of you that tune in around about 7 o'clock just waiting for BicLol, don't get too excited, but another one is coming very, very shortly, yes. And after 7 o'clock, I've got to tell you all about the Chocolate Bar World Cup. We've got so many more tracks to squeeze in that all you lovely Leg End listeners have suggested. I'm going to tell you how you can watch my brand new comedy sketches that are streaming online as well. And it's just a great time to be had by all in the second hour of the show. There will be someone doing Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends, though, who may be feeling some trepidation right now. So they'll be on the line very, very shortly. Who on earth will it be? Well, I couldn't possibly reveal until they get there. But stay tuned to find out what happens in another hard-hitting, high-octane BicLol coming up very shortly. Before that, though, let's stay mellow with a great track that was, again, suggested by Stu Johnson, I think. This, with High, is the Lighthouse Family.
When you're close to tears, remember, someday it'll all be over. One day we're gonna get so high. Though it's darker than December, what's ahead is a different color. One day we're gonna get so high. And at the end of the day, we made it through, and at the end of the day, remember the way we stayed so high.
the way, stayed so close till the end. But remember, it was me and you. Cause we are gonna be forever.
Phoenix FM.
Well, that was the Lighthouse Family, but forget the music now. It's now time for this.
Not true. That's impossible.
Yes, BitLol is here. It's Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends. And who is taking it on tonight? Well, there is a gentleman at the end of the phone waiting excitedly. They're utterly fantastic. Gareth Evans!
Hello!
Hello there, how the heck are you?
I'm alright, thanks, how are you?
Yes, I'm not doing too bad. Have you noticed a drop in the weather where you are in the world today? Because it was snowing in Brentwood earlier.
Oh, I'm looking out the window now at a good 2 inches.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow,
yeah.
It's much more severe where you are then. You're a bit further up towards the north than I. You're Milton Keynes area, aren't you?
Yes, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Wow, I do. So it's settled and everything.
It's settled. There's snowball fights going on in my garden.
Oh, wow. That's crazy after Easter, isn't it? There's just something wrong about that.
Well, I was going to Google it and say, has it ever snowed in April? And I thought that might be one of the impossible questions, so I thought better not.
Nice. No, I like the way you brought it back to the quiz. That's a pro out there. That's fantastic. So, well, let's get into it. I mean, obviously, you've heard how it works. Just to explain to the listeners and to you again, you get 3 questions. You can't possibly get them right, so it's just the margin of error, basically, is how well you'll do, depending on how far out you are with the answers. The first question has a high margin of error, usually in the thousands. The second question has a medium margin of error, usually in the hundreds. And the third and final question has a lower margin of error, usually in the tens or twenties or something like that. So,
right.
Do you feel mentally prepared for this?
I was born for this. For a quiz where I can't get the questions right? I was born for this.
Can I just say, and you may not appreciate me talking about this, so I'll skirt around it. Before we start the quiz,
Yeah. You
won my Legend of the Week award previously for sharing a story that I thought was brilliant, because I was talking at the time about how when couples have arguments, they're never really about kind of serious things. I mean, they are, but you can often have arguments about ridiculous things. And I can remember having a big argument with my wife, Hayley, about the car parked in the garage and it needed to be moved so the second car could be got in, and how we had an argument one time over something I'd left on a washing up plate and stuff like that. You had an argument about your skin, didn't you? That was fantastic.
Yeah, it wasn't really an argument. I was accused of having the wrong type of skin that generated more dust than the average person would.
I just think, I did tell that story on the radio and you won an award. I just think to have you on the line, it's brilliant to get it straight from the...
If I'd have known 4 years later I'd have won an award that evening as I sat crying, wishing I had different skin, would have been worth it.
It's not something you can fix easily, is it, your skin? You know.
Well, there was a lot of exfoliating and experimentation with various sands and stuff, but no, it's not something you can fix.
Brilliant. Thanks for sharing again. Right.
No problem.
I have prepared a slightly intense musical jingle that accompanies the background of the quiz while you're trying to answer the question. So, and to be fair, so you can't Google anything, you have to answer them within a relatively reasonable amount of time, like 10 to 20 seconds or something.
10 to 20, right.
Yeah. I was going to be harsh and stipulate 10 seconds, but there's been some leeway given to other people, so I have to be fair to everybody, really.
All right, yeah, I've listened to a few that went beyond that. Good, I'm getting the same.
Good, right, OK. Well, here we go then. Gareth Evans, you're about to take on Ben's Impossible Question, League of Legends. Right, OK, so the first question... thanks to you, we both worked for a company called Vitamix that are based in Cleveland in Ohio. And I would like to know, with a flight path route, your nearest airport, I'm guessing, is Luton. If you were able to fly direct from Luton to Cleveland, how far would that be in miles? Luton to Cleveland in miles.
Oh, my God. 3,000.
Is that just a round number answer you're giving there?
3,000. You're making me doubt my answer. 3,000. I'm going for it.
Okay, 3,000.
I think I once had an argument with someone in Cleveland and commented that, oh, I can rally someone from 3,000 miles away.
Oh, right. Okay, interesting knowledge there. Right. Yeah. Question two. I know you've performed comedy very frequently at the Edinburgh Festival. There was no Edinburgh Festival at the last time, it should have happened in 2020 because of COVID. At the 2019 Edinburgh Festival, I'll let the tense jingle start again. How many different venues were used? 2019 Edinburgh Festival, how many venues in total were used?
Now I know why it's Ben's Impossible Question. we had a sound on the phone. 574.
Ooh, right, that was nice. I like the way you just plucked that out of the air. That was good, that. Right.
Oh, right.
Final question.
Right, when you made that noise, I thought, oh, have I got that right?
I try not to give away how well you've done until the end. I don't know if I've got a good poker voice, if you like. But anyway, third and final question. I know you're from the Leeds area. I went to university in Leeds.
Yeah.
There's a famous pub crawl that goes from just outside Leeds into Leeds called the Otley Run.
Yes,
how many pubs are on that pub crawl?
Oh, I actually think I know this.
Oh, what? No one's ever got a question completely right.
Get lost.
Gonna have to hurry.
If I get this wrong, I'm going to be really angry. I just can't in my head. Oh, that's 15.
Oh! Right.
What? I don't know what that sound means.
For you, Gareth Evans, the Bic lol is over.
Oh. Far more stressful than it should have been.
It's funny, a lot of people that have done this already have that kind of reaction when I say it's over. It's kind of like,
Can I do it again? No, you can't, can you? That's it with these things.
Yeah, you can't, unfortunately. And there's no Googling, you know, to help yourself. That's the problem. That's why it's impossible. Right, I need to do some maths while we just try and sort of come to terms with how that all went.
Yeah, I need to come to terms with that.
I think you've actually done pretty well.
Am I?
Yeah. But I can't absolutely confirm it at the moment.
All
but
right.
Just bear with me one
second. I'm placing
second.
Lots of importance on this, like I'm going to win a holiday or something. There are no prizes, are there?
No, unfortunately, I should point that out. There are no prizes at all on this radio station, and certainly on this programme. But you do get to introduce the track that's coming next in the show.
So oh, nice.
That's a nice little prize for you. Right, okay, time for a debrief. So the first question, if you were able to fly from Luton Airport to Cleveland, I doubt there's direct flights from Luton, in miles... You said 3,000.
Yep.
Correct answer, 3,711.
Oh.
So you've done well there, because most people, I will tell you, on the first question, they'd get further away than that. So you've done well.
Yeah.
So
right.
minus 711 for the first question.
Right.
Second question, how many venues used at the 2019 Edinburgh Festival? You said 574. Correct answer, 323. So, minus 251 for that. But that's respectable. That's okay.
Well, I've seen performances in a toilet, so I don't think you count them. But all
well,
right.
I was surprised it was that many when I saw it, 323. I thought there can't be that many venues. And then when you say that,
yeah.
I suppose...
You've not been to any of my gigs.
I've performed to the standard of performing in a toilet, just not in a toilet.
No, I've actually performed in a toilet.
Right, and then the final question was the Otley Run. How many pubs are on it? Well, I thought you would have been right with that, but apparently it's 16, and you said 15.
Oh, are you kidding?
I've done that, I think, three times in my life, and you can never remember, because by the 12th to the 15th, 16th, you don't know where you are. But, so minus one on the last question, which gives you a very impressive Bicklol total of minus 963. Which puts you in second place on the league table.
Wow.
So,
I'm second legend.
Yeah, I'm very impressed by that. I think you've excelled yourself there. It's a lot of it, I will admit, is on the first question, and you did well with the first question.
Yeah, if only I'd have just got that 711 miles.
Is this the kind of thing that's going to bug you now, or is it going to just forget about
first
it?
First of all, I'm going to go Google to make sure you're right. I'll be calling back in if you're wrong. I'm putting down what you said.
Yeah, that's not... We've not had any Ben's Impossible Question controversy where people have sort of contested the answers. It's nice to know you will go to those lengths.
I'm definitely going to research the Edinburgh venues. And how many am I behind first place?
Well... You're not going to like this when I tell you who's in first place.
Go on.
Because you do know them. First place is Nick Murphy.
I knew it.
And I will tell you, I've told everybody else that's done it, because they've found that out having done it. He totally fluked his first question. I think the question I asked him was something about where's the furthest away from my home I've ever been on holiday in miles.
Yeah.
And the answer, I've ever been in miles, not just on holiday. And I sailed on a cruise ship around the southern tip of South America. Working on a cruise ship with my dad, which was something like 8,000 odd miles. Nick didn't remember that. He thought he remembered I'd been to Cape Town and was guessing that, which is in reality about 6,000 miles, but his answer was 8,000 and something, which was incredibly close. So he's got a total of like minus 300 and something for his questions, but minus 963 is well above third place, I've got to tell you that. It's that you're only the second person ever to not be more than 1,000 out. So,
all right, well, you know, behind another legend.
Yes.
I can take that.
So.
I can take that. It's still my bacon once. That's now's the time, is it? We'll discuss that another day.
It's good to know you've got over that as well. Ah, so many stories. We could spend the rest of this programme talking about various stories. I think I owe a lot of my working life to you as well. I've worked for a company that do entrepreneurial workshops in schools, and you put me in touch with that company to begin with.
Yeah, we'll discuss that as well.
I worked with the Vitamix.
Me and said, we'll take Ben on, but not you.
I worked for Vitamix because of you, and what was bizarre is we knew each other as mates before that ever happened and did a lot of comedy together, and then you were my boss at Vitamix, which...
I was, well, no, one of the best bosses you've ever had at
obviously,
Vitamix.
Yeah,
rumour has it.
I'm contractually obliged to confirm that, yeah.
Yeah, as long as you need a reference.
Yeah, thanks for that. But yeah. I should say, what you do now, well, you've always done it. I know you've always had an interest in boxing, but you've got your own gym now, and you do exercise classes online, of which I partake in, and they are fantastic. I'm always knackered at the end of it, but in a good way, in a positive way. And I like the way your classes, then if you think, oh, I don't really like boxing, it's not just all about boxing. You learn about the sort of style needed and required, but there's a lot of sort of fitness and cardio in it, which is excellent as well.
Yeah, that's it. I tried not to. When everybody got locked down, I thought, well, look, there are 5 million YouTube videos that people can follow. So I tried to create something where I, instead of just doing it in front of you, I actually sit close up and I watch and I correct people's technique and I try and make it as individual as possible.
Yeah, and I'm
doing it.
I never thought from an exercise class I would end up hating Dolly Parton.
Yeah. But people won't know why that's the thing.
No, there's a thing. Gareth always finishes his class by playing Dolly Parton's Jolene, and you have to do a plank, and you can't come out of it until the song is finished. And, you know, it's only, what, 2.5 minutes or something like that, but I find myself wishing for the end of it incredibly frequently. So.
Yeah. Yeah, well, keep it up. That six-pack you've got now, you know, it's not going to...
No,
stay there on its own. You're going to keep going.
I will have to keep attending. So, yeah, thanks. Now, thanks so much for taking part in the quiz.
No, thank you.
And like I said, you do now get the accolade of no tangible prize, but you get to introduce the next track of the show. So what's going to happen is I'll tell you what the track is.
Yeah.
Then you can introduce the track. Then I play the Impossible Question jingle again and we go into the track. And,
all right.
Yeah, and it's the next track is going to be Bounce by Calvin Harris.
Oh, right. So, never heard of it. Maybe that's how I'll introduce it. When do I do that now?
Yeah, so basically I'll officially hand over to you and then you can introduce Bounce by Calvin Harris. I did it in this amount of time scale last week and the person forgot the track, so that was good. But... thanks again for doing the quiz. Thanks for being an utter legend. Hopefully in the future you can give me loads more lucrative work because it's all you've done for the last 15 years. So thanks for that.
The breakfast show on Radio 1 needs a new vibe. So I'm on it for you.
Brilliant. If I ever get there, I'll have you on as a guest as frequently as you like. So thanks. Brilliant. Right. Cheers, mate. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Gareth Evans has done Bicklaw. I'm going to hand over to Gareth Evans to introduce the next track.
Ladies and gentlemen, life has its ups and downs. Here's Bounce.
Bounce. Bounce. I'm
FM.
That was Calvin Harris and Bounce, and before that was Gareth Evans taking on Bicklol, doing very well indeed with a score of less than 1,000. Fabulous, putting himself in a very solid second place on the Bicklol league table. And from tomorrow, when the podcast edition of this show is available on my Phoenix FM blog on the website, you will be able to see the updated Bicklol league table. I do notice a spike in listeners when Bicklol happens, and I realise a lot of it is previous Bicklol entrants seeing how anyone's doing compared to their score, which is fabulous. Rather excitingly, Ron Wilmot, friend of the show, has messaged in, and he must watch TV shopping channels because he said, was that the Gareth who appeared on the shopping channel for Vitamix? Impressive. Impressive work there, Ron Wilmot. Yes, indeed. QVC, Gareth Evans, has appeared numerous times demonstrating the impressive Vitamix blender. I'm not advertising for Vitamix. I don't work for them anymore. But it is a very good machine. I'm sure Gareth will be delighted to hear that on the airwaves, as well as his boxing class promotions. But yeah, Garage Fitness MK. If you search for that on social media, you can see links to his boxing classes. You can get in touch and ask if you can take part. I do recommend them. They're certainly helping me to keep fit. Fabulous. Right. It's, well, how is it already gone 20 past seven on this edition of the show that goes like this? As ever, it's all happening. Bicklol, one of the highlights, but we've still got to talk about the Chocolate Bar World Cup. I've still got to reiterate what wacky holidays occur today, and I've still got to try and squeeze in many of your song suggestions, one such of which is coming up now for the birthday girl, and she is happy for me to share how old she is. So Barbara Ferry, huge congratulations on your 50th birthday. What a milestone, what an achievement, and yes, absolutely brilliant. So therefore, for Barbara, everyone else who has a birthday, all my lovely Leg End listeners, here's Kygo and Whitney Houston.
Be a higher love down in the heart or hidden in the stars above. Without it, life is a wasted time. Look inside your heart and I'll look inside mine. Things look so bad everywhere in this whole world. What is fair? We walk the line and try to see. Falling behind, what could be? Oh, oh, bring me a higher love. Bring me a higher love. Oh, bring me a higher love.
facing our fear and standing out there alone. I yearn, yeah, and it's real to me. There must be someone who's feeling for me. Things look so bad everywhere in this whole world. What is fair? We walk the line and try to see.
FM.
Kygo versus Whitney Houston with Higher Love there on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Keep it here, still with you for another 32 and a half minutes, and then Rob Harvey in after me with Synth City. Well worth a listen as well. Check out phoenixfm.com. Loads of interesting features, loads of blogs from the presenters, all kind of previous shows you can catch up with as well. Do check it all out. Fabulous. Well, I did say I'd talk about the Chocolate Bar World Cup, which is ongoing, and I need to talk about the aftermath of last week's result. We've already had Snickers go through a couple of weeks ago, saw off some challengers. Last week, we had Double Decker, Picnic, Mint Aero, and a classic Mars bar, all in a group together. And thanks to your votes, these were the results. Picnic came fourth with 13% of the vote. The Double Decker was third with 25% of the vote. The Mint Aero second with 29% of the vote. And your classic Mars bar, top of the group, going through to the knockout stages with 33% of the vote. So yes, well done to the Mars bar. Absolutely brilliant. And there is a new group poll put up on Twitter under the hashtag Chocolate Bar World Cup. And search for my Ben at Ben Sim Radio profile on Twitter. It's got my avatar of me with glasses waving at you. Very similar to what you'll see on the Mixcloud webcam feed, if you found that. But today's group, and remember, this poll will run for a week, so you can share it with all your contacts and get them to vote on your behalf. And some of the contenders do need votes, really, in this group. Group 3 of the Chocolate Bar World Cup includes the Dairy Milk Caramel, a Finger of Fudge, a Kinder Bueno, and a Plain Yorkie. I'll read those out again. Dairy Milk Caramel, formerly known as Cadbury's Caramel, a Finger of Fudge, Kinder Bueno, and a Plain Yorkie. In the early voting that's come in since this afternoon, the Caramel has 40% of the vote, the Yorkie has 60% of the vote, the Fudge and the Kinder Bueno have no votes whatsoever, both on zero. That, I'm sure, will all change before a week has gone by, and in next week's show, I'll reveal who the next qualifier is into the knockout stages of the Chocolate Bar World Cup. But it's looking good for Caramel and Yorkie early on to be fighting it out, and the Fudge and the Kinder Bueno look to be contesting the wooden spoon. Who knows, though? It could all change. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter is the place to cast your vote for the Chocolate Bar World Cup. Well,
We've had a relatively new track that sampled an older thing with Kygo and Whitney Houston. Let's have an old track with no samples in whatsoever, but still fabulous, still related to Jump Over Things Day. It's the Rolling Stones, and there's a guy called Jack Flash who was jumping over things.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And further afield than Brentwood and Billericay, it's not just solely those places. Oh no, but you knew that anyway because you might not be in Brentwood and Billericay and you can hear the show. Yes, thanks to smart speakers, you can ask them to play Phoenix FM. Thanks to the internet, you can go onto our website, hit the Listen Live link and tune in from anywhere in the world. There's even, if you have an Apple device, there's an App Store app for Phoenix FM that you can download and listen to wherever you are. So we do have many ways you can be here. And thanks for doing that tonight. Always great to have you along. Now, we have been talking about the fact it's Jump Over Things Day today on the 6th of April. Amongst all these other holidays, National Tartan Day, New Beer's Eve to celebrate the end of Prohibition. 1933, on the 7th of April, drinking became legal again, officially. So on the 6th of April, it was New Beer's Eve. It is Drowsy Drivers Awareness Day. Now, it still bothers me, but I'm saying it again. Excitingly, Jump Over Things Day. So all the tracks so far have been to do with jumping over things. Jumping Jack Flash was suggested earlier on social media by Linda Trevelyan. So thank you very much for doing that, Linda. Thanks for getting in touch. And I'm going to play another track now that's for someone who has been Legend of the Week quite frequently lately, and it's the fabulous Phil Lunn. Phil Lunn wants to hear The Drifters, just for you, Phil, and everyone else who likes The Drifters.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
Phoenix FM.
That was The Drifters with Up on the Roof, and I think I may be very fortunate this evening to have a former Drifters tour manager listening to the show, the fabulous Phil Ludeman. Hope you're very well, sir. Haven't seen you for quite a while, but I hope everything's okay. Love to you, love to all the family. Thanks for tuning in. Very much appreciated. That's very exciting. A man who's met presidents of America when the Drifters performed at the White House, and he tour managed them for many, many years. Mr. Phil Ludeman, fantastic. Right, now, yes, it's the 6th of April. Yes, it's all those days I told you about before, plus Army Day, Fresh Tomato Day, National Siamese Cat Day. And yes, for most of this show, we've been celebrating the fact it's Jump Over Things Day. But, of course, for those of you who are fiscally, financially, and monetarily aware, and it may be unnecessary to say all those things, because they basically mean the same thing, don't they? The 6th of April heralds a new financial year. Yes, we can all now complete our finances for the previous year. Legitimately. You don't have to guess anymore. You actually know what you've earned in a financial year. Marvellous, and probably quite depressed about it after the one that many performers have had the last 12 months. Anyway, therefore, I would like to dedicate the remainder of the show musically to the idea of money. Now, I know what you're thinking. There are loads of tracks to do with money. There's certain ones that are very obvious. I'm going to try and shy away from the obvious and play a few tracks with money you may not be thinking about. Some that make me smile. And, yeah, keep it here. 20 minutes of the show that goes like this left. I'm going to update you on the Chocolate Bar World Cup. And we're going to remind you of what wacky holidays occur today. We've already done celebrity birthdays. You've missed those. You'll have to listen on the catch-up service to find out what the heck went on there. I may squeeze in some interesting facts about money into the last 20 minutes of this show. Keep it here. PhoenixFM.com, 98.0 FM if you're in the area, Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding bits of Essex. But now, monetarily at least, here's Donna Summer. She knows someone who works hard for the money.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Donna Summer, working hard for the money. I said I'd share with you some interesting money facts. Well, you may or may not be aware, the biggest ever UK lottery win was £170.2 million on a Euro Millions ticket, which is incredible. It certainly means you never have to worry about working ever again, unless you want to. But dwarfed by some American lottery wins. You think £170 million, quite frankly, a ridiculous amount of money. The biggest ever United States lottery win happened in January 2016, and 3 tickets shared $1.5 billion. That is literally just an amount of money you cannot comprehend. So they got $500 million each, $520 million each. The actual winning amount was $1.586 billion, $1,586 million. The biggest ever single ticket win from someone from South Carolina in October 2018 was $1.537 billion. Just unbelievable. There we go. Can you imagine doing that on the lottery? Yeah, I just paid a couple of dollars for a ticket and $1.5 billion. There we go. Just thought I'd share that with you. Now, here's a track I always enjoy listening to. It's edging on the comedic, but it's still rather fabulous. It's Lunch Money Lewis worrying about his bills.
FM.
Lunch Money Lewis there then with the fantastic Bills. And yes, I'm going to do a relatively short link now because I've only got the penultimate song to play. Then I've got to sum up the entire show. And then a final track to see us out of the show that goes like this tonight. Remember, Rob Harvey up with Sin City after the news at 8 o'clock. So keep it here, 98.0 FM, phoenixfm.com, and via smart speaker as well. If you want a last chance to send me a message during the show, it's at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, and Ben Sim 21 on Instagram. You can join the Mixcloud chat like Paul and Alex have done tonight, and you can also just listen to the station. You don't have to get involved, there's no pressure, but if you want to, you've only got a few minutes, you've got one more track. Here's a great track, Adventures of Stevie V and Dirty Cash.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this has been the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Definitely into the home stretch now. The athletes are reaching for the line with their chests, hoping to touch the tape first. Got to thank everybody for getting involved in tonight's show. And yes, it's been Army Day, Fresh Tomato Day, National Siamese Cat Day, National Tartan Day, New Beers Eve, Drowsy Drivers Awareness Day, and excitingly, Jump Over Things Day, as well as the beginning of a new financial year. And so many of you got in touch suggesting tracks, getting involved with a bit of banter, and even Gareth Evans taking part in the Bic LOL. Congratulations to him. Very respectable second place with a total score of -963. But thanks to Stu Johnson, Kaylee Alwell, Paul Milton, Eddie Bushell, Barbara Ferry, Linda Trevelyan, Phil Lunn, all of whom suggested tracks that made it onto the show tonight. Unfortunately, some people also suggested tracks that didn't make it onto the show. So thanks to Paul Arden Griffith, Carly Nicholson and Paul Holman as well for your fabulous suggestions. Apologies they couldn't be played on tonight's show, but thanks very much. Keep it here. Check out my new sketches available on YouTube and all across social media. Search for Origins of Phrases Series 1 and you can see those too. To play us out, Money Song, Allo Black. See you next week.
Inside the bottle,
maybe it's inside the bottle.
I had some good old, but it names is whiskey and wine.
Hey, hey.
And for my good old, but it I spent my last dime.
Hey, hey.
Now wine is good to me, you help me pass the time. And my good old buddy whiskey keep me warm in sunshine.
Hey, hey.
Your mama may have blessed the child. Myself down to the bone, and I swear on Grandpa's grave I'll be paid when I come home.
Hey, hey.
Well, I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need.
Hey, hey.
Said I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need.
Hey, hey.
Well, I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. And if I share with you.